Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today's the 29th of July, 2021. Oh, my gosh. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Phone lines are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And what national day is it today?
It is Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, can I just say, the best chicken wings in this town, in my opinion, are at Maxwell's. Two doors down. And do you know how hard it is not to go down there once a week and order their wings and things? So you get six chicken legs of your choice of the different, you know, of your different sauces they have on them.
Oh, okay.
And a side. And the side is, you know, like I always have a salad. So it is just, they are just really, if you like chicken wings, go on down. But if you take the Volcano or the Inferno, whatever their hottest one is, stand by, because they absolutely mean it. When they were doing the recipe, they let me try a few out, and I said, "Nah, this is child's play. This is child's play. This is really hot." Okay, Trish,
right.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's 77 degrees and smoky in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 106, a low of 77. Well, it's 108. And on Friday, a high of 107 and a low of 78. On Saturday, cooling down to 101. A low of 73, and on Sunday, a high of 101, and a low of 73, and then on Monday, just 100 degrees, and Tuesday, 100, and by Wednesday, it's going to be down to 99, so we're seeing a bit of a cooling trend, and I don't know, it feels like a lot cooler anytime it's under 100, doesn't it, after you've been the 115 for,
well,
what, a month?
We set a record on Tuesday, did you see that, in both rain. And it was hundreds, you know, but it was a new record, and the record cold. It was 80 degrees.
I know. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It was
a little misty rain, and exactly. It was fantastic.
We stood out here in the rain for just, you know, for a few minutes going, it is raining.
I wish it really would rain. You know, we got quite a little bit of rain down in Anderson for a while.
And up in the mountains, they got some rain.
Yeah, that's good. And fortunately, I'm not hearing any reports of a lot of lightning strikes that went with it. So
I haven't seen any fires reported. Yeah.
So that's good. So the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And Jared's got an update on fires here for us.
Right now, the Dixie Fire, this was updated 20 minutes ago. It's at 221,000 acres and 23% contained.
221,000 acres. I saw it read yesterday. It was the 14th largest fire in California. It may have reached a new pinnacle here.
Yeah.
Do you have anything on the Bootleg Fire?
I do. This was just updated as well, and we are... It's at 413,000 acres with 53% containment.
400,000. And that was one of the reasons Dan Beans was on the show, Director REU, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan said because of that fire, it was taking out power transmission areas, not just the wires, but the substations and all that. So they had to take that into account, because they were going to lose X amount of power coming into our area for that.
These fires have far-reaching impacts on long be after the fire's out, the remains live on forever.
And I have a listener that used to be a city councilman or a supervisor up in Trinity County, and had written something to me 6 years ago or 7 years ago. And it is, I'm going to find it and I'm going to read parts of it today. It is exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, the same reasons, everything may have been longer than that, may have been, yeah. But he also said that, like, the Dixie Fire is burning in old, burnt areas.
Yes.
You know, it's following the footpath, you know, or the footprint of these old fires. And you know people that Dixie Fires hit.
I have friends that they lived in Quincy for years. They were the couple that Bob and I traveled with for so many years. She now lives in Reno, but she and her family, her sons and families, just purchased a beautiful home over at Lake Almanor. Unfortunately, it got evacuated prior to the time they could get in and get anything out. They have a boat up there. One of the boys, Mike's boat's up there. When you know the personal story, you think, well, these are summer homes or what have you, and if it burns down, at least there's no lives lost. But all of the collections, the family collections of an old snow ski collections, the really old boots and what have you, and then the fly rod collection and family quilts and all those kind of things. It's so sad when you see a family's history that's just up in jeopardy, and they can't get in to get anything out. So they don't really know the status, except that it's all evacuated and nobody can get in and out.
Mm. Well, we've had, you know, friends with the car fire.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Everything that they had, all the, books. They had one of the oldest shoes ever found. They had a shoe, and it was on the wall, you know, in kind of like a shadow box, and with a little bit of history behind it, you know, and other things like that.
It's sad. It's sad. It is. The fire and flood are just so unforgiving. There just is nothing to be rescued when it's over.
Yeah. But speaking of things that could be a great time, and will be a great time, is Evening on the Green tonight at Tiger Field, 8 o'clock, $5 to get in. Music, it's going to be, I think it's A Taste of Sugar or something like that tonight. And they have beverages and food and all types of stuff. And that starts at 8 o'clock tonight at Tiger Field, Evening on the Green. Next Thursday, Linda and I are inviting everybody.
For your birthday.
For my birthday. There's not going to be a sign or anything, but I'll be there and wearing my cowboy boots because it's going to be Western, Country Western night, and I'm going to be out there two-stepping. Or whatever I call it. Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three. A couple of times when I really get going, it's four-stepping. And toward the end of the evening, it's one-stepping.
There you go.
Do you know how to two-step?
Yeah, I do.
Well, why is it so? I mean, it's you know, you kind of go forward, forward, like that. I mean, it's just not hard to do.
Well, it isn't. And, you know, the interesting thing about, from a woman's point of view, if I've got somebody who knows how to dance, a man, and he knows how to lead,
yeah,
I can do anything.
Right.
I can do any dance.
Because you're going backwards a lot of the times when you're two-stepping.
They're leading you, and so there's nothing worse than trying to dance with somebody who you can't even feel their hand on your back.
Whoa.
It's like, what do you think you want me to do? How am I supposed to know?
Well, two-stepping is just another reason to hook somebody.
There you go.
Even though that you don't have to. But then they said there could be some line dancing, which you'll never see me line dancing. Ever. No, not ever. Why? Because I am totally uncoordinated when it comes to that. Where what was it? The achy breaky heart, and you tap your heels together twice. Whoa. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to do that when you're wearing spurs.
It is. We're talking about things coming up. I want to remind everybody that this is the first Sunday of the month, and so we'll have the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center. Got everybody lined up. Baron Browning's going to be down there flipping pancakes. I just heard from him. So it's interesting. If there's any of you people out there that would like to have a fun first Sunday of the month and help with
great
that breakfast.
Food.
But it would be great if we had a couple, three more volunteers that could commit, because we're really, we're really needing somebody. I dig, and people don't want to get a phone call the first part of the month or the end of the month because I'm going to be browbeating them to come down and help with the breakfast. But
you find out that people don't answer your phone.
Yeah, there's certain times they just don't return my phone calls. But okay. It's a good time. You got your biscuits and gravy or French toast or pancakes and sausage and eggs. And
how much is it?
$7.
Try to beat that anywhere with coffee.
Yeah.
And
got coffee, fruit, juice. Yeah, yeah. And then, friendly people in town. This Sunday, 8 to 11.
At the Anderson Senior Center.
Right.
Frontier Senior Center.
Yeah.
Why can't it just be the Anderson?
Well, because it serves the South County.
Oh, okay.
It serves the entire South County. So it was made up of a group from Cottonwood, seniors from Happy Valley. So it is the Frontier Senior Center, never to be referred to as the Anderson Senior Center.
Okay.
Because it's the South County Senior
Center. Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the fairgrounds down there.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right.
Hey, I'm here with Trish Clark. We started off nice and slow to let you all kind of settle in, get your coffee.
It's just going to be us. If you've got something that you want to get into, this is the time. 605. 4567, give us a call.
Open line Thursday. And we haven't had this in a long time where we've had 2 hours of this. The guest I wanted to have on from the Bureau of Land Management could not do it. He called me and...
They're probably pretty busy with fires. They're
pretty busy with the fires right now.
Logistics and handling it all.
Yeah, but when we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about. Some are just informational type things. Others are going to be opinion pieces that feel free to jump in. But if you've got something you want to talk about, we've had people on this week. Dan Beans, who is the REU director and the things that's going on with the power. And we discussed the Fountain Wind Project a little bit. And Redding wasn't going to get any of that, by the way, that power up there. They were not going to take any of the wind power. It was one of the things he talked about. But we had the associate superintendent for education for the Shasta County Office of Education for all the schools, and we talked about what's coming up there.
Okay.
And then, of course, Mike Johnson yesterday, after being sworn in as our newest sheriff. And there's a lot of opinions
going on.
Well,
they're having an official. They made the move to hire him.
Okay, that's
right. He's going to be sworn in on August 13th.
Right, and he takes over on the 15th.
Right.
13th's a Friday.
Yes. That's good. Hey. No, my wedding anniversary was on a Friday, Friday the 13th.
It worked out, though.
It did.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Compass Sports Cards at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. It's your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia, featuring baseball, basketball, football cards, and the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Open 11 to 6 Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. 7:18 in the morning, and 74 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Join us Wednesday, August 4th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino in Redding Rancheria for our annual Discover Health Fair. A day filled with free health screenings, information, crafting vendors, and much more. All ages are welcome to this free event with special activities for the kids. Contact Tim Rodriguez at 530-226-1734 or Kaylee Capobianco at 530-339-7457. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Watt. It is 7:22 in the morning, 77 degrees out there, going up to 108 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Since they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. It is truly a local bank for so many reasons. Three locations. 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding, of course. The main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, and soon to have open a branch in Anderson.
Yes.
That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Now, the ZZ Top, who's been around for literally 50 years, Dusty Hill, Dusty Hill died yesterday. He was the backup guy.
I heard that.
72. They didn't announce, you know, what he died of, but he had had to leave the tour early. Now, you figure, and so there were three of them in this band. They had, you know, of course, your lead guitar guy, and then Dusty, and then the drummer. They've been together for 50 years.
Yeah.
And they, I was fortunate enough to see them twice. Now, the first time was in Sturgis at the bike rally, and it was at the Buffalo Chip Campground, and they have a big area there where you can you walk into it or you ride into it on your bikes and all this. And ZZ Top was there, and I heard them on my birthday in that year. I think it was 2008 or something like that. And Linda was with me, and we had, you know, we'd gone to Sturgis with a couple friends. And I'd never heard them in concert before. And we were close to the stage, because that's just the way things work out there. And I thought, wow. And then they came to Redding. So Ted Leidy and I went to see ZZ Top. And they are just, I mean, they're, as they said, we've been playing the same three chords for 50 years, and you all just love it. And you think about it, how, you know, the long beards, the doing things their own way, coming out of Texas.
I mean, yeah.
I saw a documentary on them then, and they had a huge impact on a lot of music.
Interesting, because yesterday I was listening to a young person who, probably in their 30s, and they were talking about this gentleman passing away. I'm unfamiliar with the band, I have to tell you. I'm unfamiliar with the music. I had to go last night and listen, because I really don't know that I've ever paid any attention to him. But I thought that was interesting that this young person was so enamored of the group and knew all about him. And
yeah, well, he did. He played the bass guitar, and he sang. The band, of course. I mean, what do you do now when Dusty Hill's gone?
Well, there's only two of you left, so I don't know. What do you do? Then get somebody to fill in.
You find another bass.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I could think about it. They've got on July 24th to the little old band from Texas. And they were going from New York to Los Angeles from July the 24th to August 13th. So there'll be a worldwide premiere in Hollywood, California. But obviously,
August 13th is going to be different.
Yeah, and on 7/23, the members of the ZZ Top, Billy and Frank, would like to share that Dusty, their fearless bass player, is on a short detour back to home, and that was on the 23rd, and he passed yesterday. So 5 days later.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Okay, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phones and talk to Christian. Morning, Christian.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You know, Dusty, he was so great. I mean, how do you even frame that? I think the only thing that they have going, well, they have so much going for them, but here's the good news. There's probably about 3,000 bass players that know every note Dusty ever played, and they could dress them up to look like that, and they'll find a replacement real quick.
Well, yeah, you know what, though, it's Christian, and I agree with you. There are, you know, people that have grown up that are in their 30s, 40s now, that they can play every note that he ever played, or every chord, I should say, every chord he ever played. But there was something about these two guys, the way they did. I don't know if you ever saw him in concert, but if you...
Never saw him in concert, but boy, back in the day,
I
listened to him. And I learned a lot of their songs, you know, myself. But I'm not going to audition, I guess. You know, I just wanted to say both Carl and Patricia, there, you guys, you have to be acknowledged consistently for taking on tough issues here in our community and having a lot of wonderful people, you know, in the community on the show. And, you know, that I really respect that. And if I could just give a real quick plug for our show, real quick. I don't want to take up your time. You know, we had, we're going to have Leonard Modi on the 14th, and he's going to give his perspective. And of course, we had Mary Rickard a couple of weeks ago giving, perspective on the whole issue.
Sure.
And boy, I gotta tell you that I was so impressed. Even as a, you know, they call me, I'm not going to say what they call me, but they call me the local communist or whatever, which is baloney. But I got to tell you something, Mary Rickard just impressed the heck out of me. Really, really, very, very impressive person. And so we're going to do a recall update, on Saturday. And we're also going to dive a little bit into the Sheriff's Department, with Dr. Schwann Schaller, who kind of brought up some interesting issues.
Would you, while you're talking to the good doctor, I've invited him to be on the show, and he has not responded. I would love to have him on the show, and let's, you know, talk about.
Well, let's see what we can do.
I've also invited Modi and Comente to be on the show. I sent them an email the other day. I'm sure they'll respond to me. And I'd like to have them both on, because here's what I want. I would really like to step away from this recall for a show, and let's talk about what's happening in our county, and as what are the projects we're working on to move forward. And I know it's right. It's like trying to ignore the elephant sitting in the room with you, but I would like to talk about how moving Shasta County forward,
doing. That's really important.
Yeah, that's really important. The important thing right now.
Well, because this is going to be over. This is going to be over here, you know, in a matter of a couple of months. And what we
one way or the other.
Exactly.
Or the other. Okay.
How do we move forward?
Yeah.
And that's going to be and if you can do me the favor, we asked Doug once before, and he kind of said, sure. But if we could get Doug LaMotta on our show, that would be great. I don't think he's going to make it because, you know, he kind of probably figured it out. But,
I'm sure he knows about the show. Max Steiner, who is running against him, will be a guest on our show on August 17th. So, should be an interesting show, too.
The whole basis of it is to try to get both sides of this issue out there for the people to decide.
And that's... We try real hard to do that, and like in local elections or local things going on, we don't take sides. When we get outside our county here and city, we have a tendency to lean in. But I had lunch with Max Steiner the other day, who is a Democrat. He calls himself a January 6th Democrat because of what happened on January 6th.
Sergeant.
Sergeant, that's right. He is two combat tours, and is still, I believe he's still in the reserves or the National Guard.
Oh, yes, he is.
One of the two.
Absolutely.
Okay, Christian, thanks a lot. Got to run.
All right.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. I take a lot of heat over Christian's show. Not a lot of heat. I took it at first.
It was something different, and I think people have settled in. If they want to listen to that and get that opinion, they do. And if they that's the beauty of the dial.
I took a lot of heat over Tara's show. I take a lot of heat over some other things that occur around here that we believe. You know, I am just a steadfast believer in the Constitution and that First Amendment. When I start making decisions on saying you don't have a right to explain your position or have this position, I've turned into the feds.
Turned into the rest of the media, and you're no value to
it. I'm not going to do it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Richard and Lori again. Since January, many of your friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family have been injured, and too many have died after taking the COVID-19 experimental injection. Karen Ramstrom and Danelle Ewert refused to use even one of the 45 COVID-19 employees to track those injuries, deaths, and issue reports. The CDC Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System now shows 11,000 U.S. deaths, but public health refuses to admit it is happening here.
The government reporting system is statistically only showing approximately 5% of the actual numbers, so the deaths are likely closer to 200,000. Parents, you have seen this medical injury the past decades from childhood vaccines. This experiment is being coerced upon the population under the guise of protection. First responders are witnessing this medical murder. Call Shasta County Citizen Journalists with your story, 530-962-4444. 5168.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Is that ZZ Top? No, it's not ZZ Top. I haven't heard Long Legs. Or She's Got Legs and Knows How to Use Them. I haven't heard, a couple others. I mean, it's okay every so often, but I think today we should because it was your idea. Let's just hammer out some ZZ Top the rest of the day. 7:37 in the morning here. Christian had a good point. There's thousands of bass players out there that could step in there.
Yeah.
But it's never the same. It's like when you watch the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys have only got one guy in there.
Yeah.
And he's 80.
It's not the same. It's like listening to duets from Johnny Cash and June Carter. Somebody else can sing the song, the words are good, but the chemistry between the two of them was what made the song. I mean, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton when they sing, how do you, other people
you can
sing, but
you
can't.
It's the chemistry on stage and all that, yeah. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show, speaking of good chemistry, Four Winds Jewelry.
There you go.
There's the chemistry is between Trish, Linda, and Henry and Rebecca.
All that beautiful jewelry.
It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of jewelry, great prices, super people. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. They are across the street from Sierra Gibbs. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, we were just talking about the Sundial Bridge. The Record Searchlight, by the way, if you haven't read the Record Searchlight because you're upset or whatever, for whatever reason, do yourself a favor, go out and buy a few papers. They've changed a lot of how they're doing things, in the sense of they've got a lot more local stuff. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't. And people say, well, they've got all this liberal stuff in there. Well, I know on every Sunday they have one column in the regular, where the editorial is from a guy who's a conservative guy. Has good articles in there, yeah, but they have also kind of like we do, is they try to bring in different ideas or different thoughts on different things. But they have this Ask the Record Searchlight. So the question was, they talked about the goats are here to stay.
Yeah.
The goats are out there. They do a great job. You don't have to. They get in places that would cost a lot of money to try and clean out. But they ask about the Sundial Bridge, and I had no idea. During a recent walk in the Sundial Bridge, it really struck me how very unsightly the deck glass has become. The vast majority of the glass suffers delamination, and many pieces have been replaced with unglamorous, opaque glass. Is there anything being done? Well, they went out and reached out to the Reading Parks Department. The panels, each one of those panels cost $1,000 a piece and are custom made by a Canadian company. And to date, the city's replaced about 100 panels since the bridge opened in 2004. For the record, Sundial's bridge deck has 2,256 glass panels. And I think some of the original glass is weathered to where the new ones stick out, the parks people said. The city doesn't have the money to replace the weathered panels. Only the panels that break get swapped out. They also have a Zamboni machine scrubs that deck every morning. It takes an hour. Now, that was in 2012, so I don't know if they still do that every morning. But it seems to me if you're going to build a bridge that brings in people from all over the world to look at it, there ought to be something in the budget that says, hey, we replace, you know, so many of these a year.
Or and the maintenance on it is astronomical, and they... Yeah, all kinds of things about the bridge.
Well, you were really pushing it when it first came out.
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much.
I was adamant, as were a lot of people, that we really needed a car, a bridge that would hold vehicles so that there was another way out of that area from all of the things that are over
there.
Down
the Pacific Auditorium, the rodeo grounds, the...
And now the hotel and the TV
7,
station, skate... Right.
Skate park, biking skate park.
Biking skate company. There's a lot, and there are occasions when all of those facilities are being used, and that place is full to capacity.
Well, just look at the 4th of July.
Well, there you go.
How long it takes you to get in and out, where you can just go down to Tiger Field the same day, put your stuff out on the lawn out there, watch the great fireworks, listen to the music, and then get in your car and be home.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
45 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the schools. Tomorrow, Carrie Schutte from the Shasta County Health and Human Services is going to join us at 7:30. They're masking in the schools. That is what the GAV has said. And to all the kids are going to be masked. And I assume the teachers will be too. And but that's all the guidance they've given with 2 weeks left before school starts is
shame, shame, shame.
I can't help it. You know, every time I hear his name, it just, this just automatically plays. But there's been no guidance beyond that. And, of course, we had Mike Freeman on from the Shasta County Office of Education. And then I'm going to have Carrie on from the Health and Human Services. Because there's a lot of questions here, you know, that why are the kids masking? And the school boards has been, there have been a lot of angry parents saying, why are we masking?
Because there is no substantial evidence that masking is beneficial to anybody. They don't have the statistics to support masking our children. They don't have the statistics to prove that masking does anything, and they haven't proven it. The only thing they've proven is that masks don't keep anything out. In my opinion, I think they're more destructive, certainly for anybody that has any kind of breathing issues. You're breathing your own bad oxygen right back in. It just makes absolutely no sense to be wearing a mask. I'm wondering if they come back with not only the schools, but if they just come out and say, okay, everybody has to start wearing masks again, and we're going to go through the whole thing again, are the citizens of the United States going to just say, okay, or are they going to say, yeah, I don't think so?
Well, see, they've come out here now. The CDC has also come out and said vaccinated people should wear masks. Vaccinated people should wear masks indoors. And the idea behind it is, and I talked to a medical professional, is the fact is you've been vaccinated. It doesn't mean that you cannot catch COVID. It just means it's at a much more manageable level. However, you could have it and pass it on to somebody. Again, that you may not even know you have it, as many people have COVID, never knew they had it. So that supposes the reasoning, but this is starting to get pushed back from a lot of different groups of people. We're getting different opinions and these different statements from the CDC and Dr. Fauci.
Oh, well, just stick around. He'll change his mind on any given day. He said, yes, wear a mask. No, don't wear a mask. Wear two masks, maybe three masks. Everybody should wear a mask. Nobody should wear a mask. We just want to, it's a control issue. And we, the people, have got to make up our mind that that's about control. It's not about the disease. It's about control. And well, how closely are you going to do as you're told?
And the GAV has said, all state workers will be vaccinated or tested weekly. If you are a healthcare worker, you will be either vaccinated or tested twice weekly. And the Veterans Administration, feds, have said all healthcare professionals will be vaccinated or they'll be fired. You've got 8 weeks to do it. Now, let me tell you where the big problem is with that one, my friends. We are already short medical care personnel in the Veterans Administration, already way short in some areas. So now you're going to turn around and just say that 20% of them say, well, you know, this is, I'm not going to do it. And this nurse or this doctor walks away from the VA and walks into another job that's not requiring them to do that, maybe even at better pay. And so then what's going to happen? Not after it's been approved by the FDA, now. And so Biden just said all federal workers will be vaccinated. Now, think about that.
Well, that's a way to cut down on the number of people.
Does that include the military? Because you've got like 40% of the military doesn't want to be vaccinated. So what are you going to do? I mean, you know, are they going to come in and be tested twice a week or once a week? They don't have the facilities to do that. Or what are you going to do, start having office hours?
What about all of the documents?
Which is a punishment.
Well, okay, every time you go to a doctor, you go to any facility, you have to sign your HIPAA release. They can't give out your health care information. You have to have all of these, you know, your information is your information. You can't ask somebody about their health care, about their diseases. We have laws that say privacy. How can somebody ask me whether I've been vaccinated or not? It's none of their business.
How can they?
That's my own personal private medical history. And well, I don't have to share that with anybody.
I can tell you this. It started here where the state of California and other states are saying before your child can attend school, you will be vaccinated.
Well,
and people were fighting
all the colleges are getting those notices.
Well, but that was in our own schools, and that's been going on for years.
Yeah.
You have to show proof that your child was vaccinated or they can't come to school. Now, here's the there's many problems that we're going to address them as soon as we get back from this break. You know, my truck, because it was out in the rain, and there was a lot of, I didn't realize how much dust there was on my truck. So, after we had that 1/100th of inch of rain, it is looks like it's got the measles. And I had not had my truck vaccinated, so it looks like it has the measles. I'm going down to Quick and Clean Car Wash today. I'm going to give them one of the tickets I bought. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. If you buy 10, you get 3 free. I'm going to have my truck washed at a great place, locally owned, local business that's been around for, about 100 years. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. The people there are always pleasant, always do a good job. They wipe off your truck or your car with
soft
cloths afterwards, so you don't have any streaking.
And no scratching and no grease.
No, it's great. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Eureka and Market. We'll be right back.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane. At Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Well, yeah, ZZ Top. Dusty Hill, bass player for ZZ Top, passed away yesterday at age 72. Welcome back to Street Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This is Open Line. Rest of this hour, we got somebody on the line here. And next hour, we're talking about a variety of things, so you can talk about what you want to talk about. Get it out of your craw. And this
give
portion
us a call at 605-4567.
Yeah. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're just talking about the Dixie Fire and all these fires. A lot of people lose their fire insurance because they live in an area, not because they were evacuated or anything like that, but just because they live in a certain area. When that happens, go see Judy Maxwell. Do not walk. Do not pass go. Go straight to Judy Maxwell's office at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She finds fire insurance, which means home insurance, for everybody. Yes, she has the way to do that. And, of course, all other types of insurance under Maxwell Insurance and Financial, health care, life insurance, which is what I have with Judy. Give her a call at 221-0441. and find out why she's a premier insurance and financial office in the city of Reading. Before we get to Nick, we were talking about COVID deaths, and I said, and you're right. How come we're not hearing every day how many people have died from COVID? It's not on the news media. Well, I looked it up. There have been 200,296 deaths, quote, from COVID, which is what they always, the way they put it. Not that they were dying from something else.
They died with COVID.
With COVID, but it's been.
Or of COVID.
One out of every four deaths. In America from COVID has been under Joe Biden's watch.
It's 6 months in office.
And he said 70% were going to be vaccinated by July 1st. Of course, that wasn't true. I don't know. I don't know what the percentage is.
I don't know that they're going to get to that. I think that those that are willing to be vaccinated pretty much are vaccinated. I think everything that I've heard, both sides are kind of not impressed with going door to door, and having somebody come in and
knock on your door,
give you a shot.
Would you like to be vaccinated?
I think not.
We can do it right here. Well, you know what? Maybe that will pick up some more people, but
pick up something. But I'm not sure it's going to be more people getting shots.
You know, if somebody
I don't know.
I mean, I would not be rude to them because they're just doing their job. But it would be kind of like.
There's some interesting signs that are showing up on people's front doors about people entering that want to give them a shot.
Well, something like, I've seen, you want to give me a shot? I can give you a shot, Now, I'm thinking of a shot of Jack, other people. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for the update on COVID. I can't get enough of that. Hey, I've got two comments, and then I want to ask you a question about the jail. My first comment is, Mike Warren and the McConnell Foundation shoved that Sundial Bridge down our throats. So you're in error criticizing the city of Reading not coming up with having a maintenance program for the glass panels. And, I've seen other instances where some outside entity shoves something down our throats and then the city's got to maintain it. That being said, I want to bring to your listeners' attention that I have come up with an audio award called the Howdy Doody Do Award. And last week was the first time I've done it. You can go to the archives of Poke a Hornet's Nest and listen to it at about 3 minutes. Doug Craig was the first winner of the award, and Leonard Modi will be the second winner on my show a week from this coming Sunday. Now, I was in yesterday talking to you, and the subject of the jail came up, and I guess you had Johnson on your show. I was working, didn't have a chance to listen to it, and they are going to build us a jail, and it's going to be a standalone jail without all the navigation and all that stuff. And you mentioned the number
that
of
is what the plan is.
Beds. Is that right, Carl? Did they mention 1,100 beds?
No, what I said was the new one. What I've been told is that a county the size of Shasta should have a minimum of 1,000 beds in the jail. And so they've already got 420 they can put people in. So that means they need another 600 to 700 bed jail. Yes. So that would be it.
And 600 to 700 beds. That's what they're planning on building.
That's the one that they, it's nothing else is added to it. It's just the jail. Yes.
That is great news, and I hope that we can hold them to it. And with that being said, be sure and listen to Leonard Modi receive his Howdy Doo-Doo Award a week from this coming Sunday.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
Have a great day.
You bet. I haven't had Eric McGrinney on, but I'm going to. I'd like to have him and Pontus on. The reason he hired McGrinney was for public safety. Because he, to kind of coordinate all the efforts at the county level, but the jail being one of them, without going for a tax raise, going with, for grants and going with, a bond issue, something like that, that we can get the jail built. And then, we turned down that money before and that was short-sighted. I understand it was during that time when the recession was going on. Oh, where are we going to get the money to run the jail? Well, I think that we have discovered that we could have had a jail by now,
mm-hmm.
and we could have found that money.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
could have found that money to run that jail. That was
it appears that there's money out there that I haven't heard a good explanation. I'd like to have, when you have Mr. Pontus on, I'd have be interested to know where all the extra money for all these places that they're purchasing came from. It's interesting. I haven't heard a good accounting of funds from the county in a long time.
They have it's their whole budget is online. You can take a look at it. I know they talk about a forensics.
Have you ever read the county budget?
No.
That's not as easy. Okay, it's online. I would guarantee you, and I don't know this for a fact, totally opinion, but I would guarantee you in my mind that nobody on that board of supervisors has read that budget.
Oh, I can't believe that. Did you read it?
I did when I was in office.
Well, that's what I mean. How, you know what?
But our budgetary.
We're over. We got a break.
Oh.
Sorry. Hey, we're going to break from the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
I'm high since the pandemic began early last year. Whilst Japan has continuously kept its cases low, recently its weekly average has shot to 88 per 100,000 in Tokyo. This compares to 18.5 in the United States and 48 in Britain. Japan's top medical advisor says the biggest risk is the lack of a sense of crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Senate voted last night to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan. GOP Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says the deal is a positive step for the Senate and the nation.
I'm delighted that we've made so much progress and look forward to this becoming law, because it's one more example, and there are plenty of them here, where people put aside the politics to actually get the work of the people done. And this is getting the work of the people done for America. I'm proud to have a small part in that process.
The outcome will set the stage for the next debate in the months ahead over President Biden's much more ambitious $3.5 trillion spending package. At the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Sunisa Lee is an Olympic champion, the 18-year-old gymnast from Minnesota. Edged Rebeca Andre to Brazil for gold in the Women's Olympics all-around final. Fueled by vaccinations and government aid, the U.S. economy grew at a 6.5% annual rate last quarter. And the number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits slid last week. The Labor Department reporting jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 400,000 last week. On Wall Street, the Dow is up almost 223 points. The NASDAQ is ahead by 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Google is postponing its plans to bring most of its workers back to the office until late fall.
And the company is rolling out a policy that will eventually require everyone to be vaccinated once its campuses are fully reopened in an attempt to fight the spreading Delta variant. More than 130,000 employees were told the company is now aiming to bring them back to its offices October 18th. Instead of the previous target date of September 1st. Once offices are fully reopened, everyone working there will have to be vaccinated. John Scott reporting.
The British government has approved plans to build a national Holocaust memorial beside Parliament, rejecting claims by campaigners that the location was unsuitable. The government said building the Holocaust Memorial and Learning Center in the shadow of Parliament would send a powerful associative message. The memorial was announced in 2016, but the choice of location has faced opposition. News and analysis at townhall.com. Illinois regulators plan to take action against Ben & Jerry's for its decision to stop selling ice cream in the West Bank or East Jerusalem. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The Middle East ice cream war refuses to melt away. It began when Ben & Jerry's announced it would not sell to Israeli communities located in West Bank areas the Palestinians claim for statehood. British giant Unilever, the parent company, criticized its subsidiary but took no action. The fight has moved to the United States, where states with anti-Israel boycott laws are bringing legal action. In Illinois, regulators have taken preliminary steps to divest Unilever interests from state pensions and investments. Elsewhere, supermarket chains are removing Ben & Jerry's products from their shelves. Ben & Jerry, meanwhile, double down on their support for the action of the company that bears their name. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and Town Hall.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott. Thursday, the 29th of July, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Trish is here with the weather report, and as sad as it is,
it's 80 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high
today.
That
was the highest it was Tuesday.
I know. That was a beautiful day. Ooh. Well, we'll have those again.
Yeah.
High today of 108, partly cloudy. This evening, a low of 77. On Friday, we're going to have a high of 107 and mostly cloudy, a low of 76. Cloudy with smoke, so you have to kind of figure out which is smoke and which is clouds. Smell the difference most times. Saturday it's going to be hot and 101, and on Saturday night, mostly cloudy again and a low of 73. On Sunday, 101 and a low of 73. Monday, 100, and by midweek, you're going to get down under the century mark and down to 99, so, relief is in sight. Hopefully we won't be bouncing around above 100 too much longer. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning. Today, big day.
Good morning. Yes, today is a big day. So we have the wall of remembrance. The 9/11 wall came in yesterday. We've got it all set up. We have the Korean War statues. We have the Iron Eagles that are out here from Eagle Iron Works. And we are prepared to receive all of our guests to come in and to take a look at the wall. Carl, I walked the wall last night. It was pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah. So the wall itself is comprised of names. And
yes, it is all the names from 9/11 right on up to the global war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan. And all those that have given their life. There's a couple on there, the CBs that lost their lives while I served over there. Chad Reglin's name is on there. He's buried out at the Igo Veterans Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
There are other Gold Star families that are on there from our community. It's very moving.
Well, I've got a couple of friends' names on that wall, so I'm gonna come on out and look at it.
It is an opportunity to come and honor these people who gave their lives for our country. We're opening the gates at 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
We're inviting everybody to come out. It'll be 24 hours from now on until Sunday afternoon. We'll start pulling it down about 6 o'clock Sunday evening.
It's absolutely free, my friends. Just go on out to, and Rob's going to give you the location.
Yeah, do we need to give,
it is? But it's free, and it's a very, very moving, monument. And so I would recommend, that you go out and take a look at it. And sometimes we forget, it was, 9/11 was 2001. That's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's kids that have been grown, that are grown today that, you know, they were not born when that happened.
Exactly.
And yet there are, others who are not born that are fighting in the military to defend our honor and defend our rights, defend our Constitution. But this, to go to this monument is, it's going to be, I can't wait till we head down there, frankly, Rob.
Well, it's not just about the military. We have our first responders,
yeah,
our police,
yeah,
and our firemen are on there. We have recognition for our police and fire. Those individuals, the civilians who gave their lives in the aircraft, Flight 93 that went down in Pennsylvania, Flight 77 that flew into the Pentagon. We have a piece of the Pentagon that is part of the museum collection. We'll have it on display. It's a block from the Pentagon, from when Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. And so we have some actual items from that day that are here that will be on display. We have some absolutely beautiful art that has been painted for the 9/11 from our Battlefield Expressions Art Program, from our different military families and veterans who have painted. We'll have those on display all day Saturday and Sunday. And it's, like I said, we have the 15-foot statues from the Korean War monument that's in Washington, D.C. They came off of the Rose Parade float. We went down and picked them up and saved them so they didn't get salvaged or thrown away. This is just a wonderful opportunity to show the community the support for the museum to our veterans here in our community. But it is an educational process to bring your kids. We want you to bring your family and your kids, your moms, your dads. We want you to come and experience this. And it's just a great opportunity for us to share this, especially like you said. This is the 10th anniversary of the wall, the traveling 9/11 wall. And it's the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
And if you have not had the opportunity to be back in Washington, D.C. and go through all of the marvelous monuments that are there, certainly those statues from the Korean War exhibit, they're indescribable. They're so moving, and I can't wait to see this wall. I've not seen it, and I can't wait.
So everybody heads down to where Walmart is, but drive by Walmart up toward the
Walmart and Anderson.
Walmart and Anderson, and then you go past the Walmart on that. What's that road?
Ronda Road
up toward, and it's between Walmart and the church up there.
It's just past the neighborhood church.
Okay.
The double gates will be open. There'll be cones out there. So there's a museum event, and there'll be plenty of parking. We want folks to come in and to see what's going on. Once again, Saturday night, we're going to have a small gala event. If you want to come and be a part of it, it's a fundraiser to help pay for this wall. It's cost the museum probably about $18,000 for all of the things that we've had to do to get the wall here and get everything taken care of. So this does not come in. This does not come into us free. We have paid to bring this in through our sponsors in our community, like Mount Shasta Springwater, Pepsi of Northern California, Lee Converse. The list goes on. Kent's Markets. The name just keep the Paymart. It just goes on and on from the different organizations. And we have a mural here on the side of our big metal barn. It's 20 feet tall, 50 foot wide, and it's a big American flag with two twin towers on the side, and it says "Never Forget."
And that is "Never Forget." Rob, so well said. We absolutely cannot. I'm moved by the fact we're talking 20 years. I have two grandchildren, one who will just turn, who is 20 years old, one who's 19, and neither one were alive when this happened.
That's right. That's why it's so important to get our young people out here and to teach this next generation. It is not being taught in our schools.
It is not.
And so
it's so important.
A fantastic opportunity. You don't have to come from Shasta County. Come from Tehama or Lassen or Siskiyou. Come from Oregon or Nevada. This will be the first time that this wall has been displayed in 5 years, and we have it right here in Shasta County, hosted by the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
It's absolutely, you just can't miss it. Everybody has to take time to do that. And it's going to be open 24 hours a day until Sunday.
Yes, and I was out here last night. I pulled security, a full day at work, and then pulled security on that last night. And at 4 a.m., it was just, the weather was beautiful. It was solemn. The lights were on the wall. It was very, very moving to have this right here in our own community.
Well, I'm thinking about probably coming in when it starts getting dark tonight. And I would hate to think that, you know, there's a reason you have to have security there, but I know why. Anyway, Rob, thank you so much for two things. For your service, of course, but for what you do for our community and for the veterans in our in Shasta County and other counties, by the way.
Yeah, you know, this the museum honors all of our veterans. It doesn't matter if you're from this community or you're from back east or whatever else. You know, our veterans serve, and once again, this whole event is honoring our fire and our police. So we want to make sure that we request our fire and our police and their families to come out and share this also.
And like you said, the first responders. When I went to the 9/11 memorial back in New York, the photo that will always stay with me is in the tower, and it showed people running down one part of the stairwell. You know, civilians getting out as they should, and the firemen were coming up the other side. And this young man, he's looking straight ahead up there, and you could see that. You know, there was some trepidation there, but he was leading this whole group of firemen, and I imagine that that group probably did not get out.
There you go.
Sad.
That whole time, and I believe we said we'd never forget, and unfortunately, I think that's not always true. So we have to keep reminding ourselves, because that was just a horrendous event, and we have to remember it so it doesn't get repeated.
That's it.
Well, Trish, remember, you know, we're on the West Coast. This all took place on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So we really didn't get affected here on the West Coast, and that's another reason why it's important for people to come out and see this experience, because it brings you up close and personal, because it did not affect us personally then, but we need to remember now from our community, from one side of our nation to the other.
Well, that's exactly true. And, you know, we did have an awful lot of our first responders that went back and did shifts back there during the cleanup and after the fact. I know my son was back there. He's with a fire department in Elk Grove. And when this happened, he was back there and did a shift working on the cleanup. So something that I just congratulate you for your stepping up and bringing this out here and invite everybody to, from our community and all, everybody that's listening, to get out there and take advantage of this opportunity.
Well, we've been planning this since January, and in January we were right in the middle of the COVID, and I said, you know what? I don't care if we're in the middle of the COVID or not. We're bringing this to our Shasta County because it's our opportunity, and it's outside. There's no reason to wear a mask. You couldn't be more safe outside. So you keep your own distance, you enjoy the fresh air, you enjoy the view of the valley from the hill here, and you honor our firemen, our rescue, the police, and our military personnel have sacrificed for the freedom that we have every day right now.
Okay, Rob, thank you very much. We'll be pushing this through the whole weekend. I'm going to try and get our producers. In fact, I will get our producers to mention this. Of course, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but also Saturday and Sunday morning. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Well, then, Carl, don't forget, there's going to be on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., there's going to be a commemoration service for our Vietnam veterans, and that is to honor the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam Wall. And so there will be an hour-long ceremony with special speakers and music, and then also we'll be having a free luncheon for our Vietnam veterans and our other veterans here in the community afterwards.
Okay, so that's 10 a.m. on Sunday morning.
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
And the gala on Saturday night.
Yes, starts at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Saturday night. Okay. Good.
It's all right here at the museum property.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
You're very welcome. Okay. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Hey, I don't usually talk about businesses. I mean, I have, but I don't usually talk about businesses during this time period unless
they advertise with it.
But I can't help myself. I got to talk about R&R. I wish, you know, I mean, what a great place this is. CZ, who runs the place, I've had personal interaction with him. I really don't know him, but I had personal interaction with him when I harvested that pig. And what a nice guy. But we shop there at R&R all the time. Totally professional and friendly, and they've got everything.
Yes, they do.
I mean, everything. So, you know, this is kind of a shout-out for a local business that you've, you know, you know, meat companies are meat companies. No.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. And not only do they have quality meat, pork, chicken, but seafood. When I do a paella, I go down there, and I can usually find everything. Everything I need, and it's fresh, to do a paella dinner for people. R&R. It's at 2159 East Street, where the old, what was that, Buzz's?
Well, what was, they took over where Buzz's Crab Stand was.
Yeah, where it was. And yeah. They have just...
And they just moved a block from the corner they were on.
Where they
and
were.
Moved down to the.
They needed
to,
a lot more room.
They did, and it's an incredible. Everybody shops at R&R Meat.
If
you want to see everybody you know, go in there on Friday or Saturday. Yes. Everybody's in line.
Absolutely, and so again, they're not one of our advertisers, but I think you need to talk about businesses every so often that are, have reached that point where they need to be talked about.
Yeah.
Anyway, got to run. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift, or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Richard and Lori again. Since January, many of your friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family have been injured, and too many have died after taking the COVID-19 experimental injection. Karen Ramstrom and Danelle Ewart refused to use even one of the 45 COVID-19 employees to track those injuries, deaths, and issue reports. The CDC Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System now shows 11,000 U.S. deaths, but public health refuses to admit it is happening here.
The government reporting system is statistically only showing approximately 5% of the actual numbers, so the deaths are likely closer to 200,000. Parents, you have seen this medical injury the past decades from childhood vaccines. This experiment is being coerced upon the population under the guise of protection. First responders are witnessing this medical murder. Call Shasta County Citizen Journalists with your story, 530-962-5168.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Oh, will we live to change it away?
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott. 605-4567, it's open line. Give us a call. So many things going on that must be kind of like, either good or bad, good or things that bother you. If you see things that are happening that are, that's pretty good. That's okay. Let people know that too. And yeah, we're playing a lot of ZZ Top since Dusty Hill passed away yesterday, the bass player for the ZZ Top. Yeah.
And as I'm listening, I said earlier that I really wasn't familiar, and as I'm listening, yeah, I am.
Linda will drag me to concerts, and I say, I've never heard of these guys. I mean, I've heard of them, but I can't, I've never heard their songs. Yeah. And then they start singing their songs, and I'm like,
Oh yeah.
And it was like 15 in a row, and I went, okay. They did all those songs?
I know.
Hey, this
That's
portion.
Amazing.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. They are asking all of us to help fight these fires. How? No, we don't have to be out in the front lines, but we can clear defensible space around our homes, trimming the trees so that they're 5 feet from the ground, clearing out brush, giving yourself some defensible space here in our county and our city. Reading Electric Utility has a team of 8 arborists on the ground every day, cutting, trimming, pulling, bulldozing spots out to keep the areas clean around the transmission lines and other areas. Think of that: 8 men and seven and a supervisor working 8 hours a day, keeping us as safe as they can. Kind of almost putting a fire break around Reading, because that's where the lines go, is around Reading. So we can help with that by taking care of all that excess pressure we have. Okay, 8:26 in the morning. We went way over on that one.
We blew through the first hour. I can't believe we got so intense on what we were talking about that blew right through the break.
Let me see here. I was thinking of all the different things. We've talked about the CDC. We've talked about Fauci. We've talked about people. Now pushback's coming. You're starting to see things from the New York Times. When that happens, even though it's an opinion piece, that's telling you that Fauci, what are you doing? I mean, that's essentially what the editorial said was, we can't rely, not that, but he is, quote, the spokesman. He's been under Trump. He's under Biden. But what he says changes dramatically.
Every day, the argument that's been played repeatedly, the confrontation that he and Paul Ryan had, he has sat and lied to the the Senate and to the House of Representatives. He's lied to them on several occasions. Talked about when they're creating the funding for the Wuhan lab. And it's already been reported that the funding was the legislature voted not to continue to fund that. Fauci and Biden went behind Obama's back and funneled money to continue to fund the Wuhan lab. That's already been documented. And for him to sit there and once again say, Mr. Ryan, you don't know what you're talking about, and none of that's true, I don't think that there's any way that anybody can have any trust in anything that Dr. Fauci says. He's contradicted himself too many times. Like you said, when the New York Times even starts questioning whether we can believe what he says, there's got to be something there.
Everything we've been told is okay to start wearing itself out. There's going to be herd immunity. There's going to be all of these things. And now
2 weeks to slow the curve.
And then here it comes. Okay, vaccinations. And as one of the things that I wish that we had done in this country, I don't know if it's too late now, was to test for antibodies to see how many people have antibodies, that have had COVID. Millions more of that? But here's the thing. You want to rely on your government. I mean, you want to, whether it's a city government, a county government, a state government, and, of course, the federal government, you want to believe that they've got it under control. Well, I don't feel like the leadership there, because of the changes they've made, all the things they say, I got the vaccination, I wore my mask, and yet now they're telling me, oh, Carl, you got to wear that mask again, because now we have another variant. You know, if we know the flu changes every year, why weren't we smart enough just to say that right up front? And maybe they did, maybe I just missed it, that this is going to go through a variety of variants, and that, you know, get vaccinated, get a booster shot. Next year, you may get another vaccination for the next variant coming through. But just, no, let me finish here. It wasn't presented in any way like that. So always, you know, you get vaccinated, and now they tell you, oh, wear your mask.
The difference between these vaccinations and everything else we've ever done with vaccinations, the salt polio vaccine was tested for years before it was given to people. What's the other big one? Those vaccines were proven, tested, and approved before they ever were given to people. This vaccine is still an experiment. We have absolutely no idea what the long-term effects are. And for them to mandate that we take an experimental drug in less than a state of emergency, and I'm sorry, we don't meet the criteria for a state of emergency. You have to look at the death rate. And this is less than anything we've ever had. What is it, 0.008?
No, it's more than that. But it's not 1%.
It's not 1%. It's not even 1%.
And then you have to
look at... And throw out all of our privacy rules, throw out everything that we've learned to rely on about protecting your status, and now the vaccine passport...
It's coming. It's coming.
And are the American people going to tolerate it?
The California schools.
Are they going to tolerate
California
it?
California school system.
Well, they need to stand up and say no.
The universities are saying, you know, you've got to prove your vaccine.
Yeah, they're all getting, if you're registered in one of the colleges in the state of California, you're receiving a letter that states, if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming.
8:31 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break here. River Commons Senior Living, you know, it's not an assisted living facility. It is Northern California's premier retirement community. Gourmet chefs, great accommodations, activities, transportation if you want it. They're pet friendly. There's so many things about River Commons Senior Living. For more information and a tour of River Commons, give Brian a call at 238-5981. It's located right downtown at 301 Hartnell Avenue. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Jim will get to you right after the break.
Lighters on my dresser, yes sir. You know I got to get paid. 25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. You know I got to get paid.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Let us brighten up your summer. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Sunny Money Staycation Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. July 29th, $10,000 cash. August 26th, 2 houseboat vacations from Bridge Bay at Shasta Lake. September 30th, another $10,000 up for grabs at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We
all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our last 30 minutes of the show of open line here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is the place to get your hair cut. It's the only place I've had my hair cut. They do a great job. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Man's Last Stronghold. They operate on appointments, so you give them a call at 244-9478. Make your appointment. Walk in. Get your hair cut. Walk out. Do a lot of snappy patter while you're in there. And so you can go in early if you want to, but they used to have the greatest selection of magazines. But Tim told me, he says, "What people come in here and they just get on their phones." And he said, and I went, "Well, I think there's probably a, you know, there's an age group in here that like to come in here and read Car and Track and Aviation." Anyway, that's Cypress Square Barbershop. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Jim here.
Oh,
good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Commander.
Well, fine. Thank you. As you know, the Wall of Remembrance is now down on Rondo Way.
We just talked about it the first part of the hour,
yeah,
Jim.
Rob called, and we're urging people to go to it, but I'm so glad
okay.
You called.
What I called for is to tell you that I'll be down there sometime today, in and out, just helping out and meeting people. But I'm wearing a T-shirt that a friend of mine, well, a fellow submariner from New York City sent to me, with the names of three people of his friends that are on the back. It's quite a very, very sentimental about sending it to me. And I'm supposed to, when I'm done with it, I'm supposed to burn it so it doesn't get in anybody else's hands. But it has three of his friends on the back, and it means a lot to me, but it meant an awful lot to him to send it to us out here.
That's wonderful, Jim. I'm looking forward to seeing you and Mary Lou at the breakfast on Sunday down at the Senior Center.
Oh, yes. At the Senior Center?
Yep, that's Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, I will be there sometime, Mary Lou and I will, but we have the sunrise service at the wall at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. And then at 10 o'clock, why, they have another service, and Rob has asked me to be there in my uniform in dedication to it.
Perfect.
You know, and that takes precedence.
Absolutely, and we certainly understand that, but we love having you there.
Yeah, and
well,
Commander Gibson
I would give anything, and I may slide by just to say hello, but this thing means an awful lot to our community, and to get the wall here, it, as Rob probably told you, it took almost a ton of angels to get it here.
Yeah,
so we're very proud of it. And I saw yesterday when I was down there that it not only has the wall, of, it goes all the way up through the latest war with one name on the end from all the other names, and it's worthy to go see.
I can't wait.
It's paying a tremendous amount of respect to those people that gave their lives willingly to save others.
Absolutely, Commander. So glad for you to call.
All right. You take care.
You bet. Right. You bet, sir. Commander James Gibson, he's one of my heroes.
Bob
McIntosh was one of my heroes since passed. And then Commander Gibson, who's just turned 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good line of friends for ever since I've been in the area, and I just love my relationship with he and Mary Lou.
They're so cool.
Great people.
I almost hate to go into anything else after listening to him, you know, that could be contentious. However, we can always find a spot here. Our new sheriff.
Yes.
Mike Johnson was on the show. You're just 100% behind.
Oh, absolutely. Mike. I can't say enough fine things about Mike Johnson. Michael came into our community, and, you know, I've heard people say, well, it was easy for him to come in and clean up that community. He had the half-cent sales tax. I think you have to remember that he was there for 2 years before the half-cent sales tax. He proved that he could make a difference in that department. He did it from day one. And then with the addition of the half-cent sales tax, I'll stand our police department and our record in the city of Anderson up against anybody. The citizens of Shasta County are so fortunate to have this man step into that position. And I can't say enough how important it is that the community, the sheriff's department, the county structure get behind him, because he can make a huge difference if people will work with him. And he's a leader. He's going to take control, and I think we're going to see great things from him.
Okay.
I hate losing him in the city of Anderson.
Well, you know,
we'll be okay because he's built a great department.
He's going to be on every month.
But he's a fine individual, family man. I love his wife. They're so involved in the community. They're just a great addition. Shasta County is very lucky to have him step into that position.
Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Trish. I see you're shifting gears, so I was on hold with this one comment, so I'll be quick. I was going to give a tip to the individuals that are still kind of concerned about what's going on here with this whole Fauci and the virus. And here's a point from Dr. Andrew Wakefield. He's saying, when on earth has a virus ever needed round-the-clock repetition on the news, the adverts, the constant reminders? It's just 24/7. That's never happened before, and it's only one version for the most part in the mainstream media. So his whole thing is, here's what's going on, folks. If this COVID-19 has never, ever been isolated, purified, you can't point to it, and you can't, you know, demonstrate that it's been isolated, how on earth can you have variants?
Yeah.
It's not even isolated. So this whole thing of the Delta, Lambda, and all the rest that's going to be coming out from Peru or Colombia or name a country, this may never, ever resolve or end. So I was just going to tell people, if you're online, go to Brighton, start watching some videos with Dr. Jane Ruby, just like the gem, R-U-B-Y. She's been interviewed several times with Stuart Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S. Excellent, very candid interviewer. So that's what I'd like to just share with folks, that this is why this mRNA spike protein, this is why this fraud, corruption, this whole thing is not adding up. And now they're after the children and youth, and this is really really hard for parents. And I think, in closing, I'll just say Dr. Wakefield got woke, if you will, when he realized that in India they were doing a fertility vaccine, only it was called a tetanus shot. Thing is, it had abortions and miscarriages and all the rest, and they never told these individuals. So that's when he realized something's very nefarious, evil, depopulation and all the rest, because otherwise he thought that would never come to any kind of fruition. So this is why we need to pump the brakes, folks, put a halt on this, slow down. They did it plenty of times with a couple animals croaking out in the studies, in the trials. They stopped it for 2 years with six beagles in the Celexa study. Why is this being so horribly pushed, nonstop, threatening, people losing their jobs? Something's wrong here, and they desperately want whatever this agent ingredient is, because it is not attenuated virus. This is why they say you can't get COVID from it. Well, there's no virus in it. They can't dilute it.
Okay, Lori, we got to run.
Okay, just saying. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
Lori, has really feels strongly about the vaccination.
She does. And you know, and here's the point. You just heard both sides of this. You got people who are adamant that you should take it.
Yeah, we try to
do that. You got people that are adamant they shouldn't. Certainly there's enough question out there that a thinking human being is going to do some research and understand. Make the decision for yourself. Do you want to be vaccinated? Do you not want to be vaccinated? I feel so strongly that it's not something that somebody else should be able to make the decision for you and have it shoved upon you. Well, that's just not... That's just wrong. It's not American.
Not American.
Yeah.
Okay, hey.
An unproven vaccine.
On a more pleasant note, I slept very well last night. Now, I don't, when Linda's not there, it's not the same. I find myself waking up because Linda's not there.
Exactly.
But then I can go back to sleep. My Sleep Number bed is absolutely the most comfortable bed I've ever been in. When we leave and we're gone for 3 or 4 days, I don't sleep as well. I come back to the bed. I can adjust the bed because either side you can change the firmness on either side. So, you know, marriage is a compromise, but you don't have to compromise on the firmness of your bed.
There you go.
No, and we've got the 360 smart bed where we can bring the, you know, it can come up so that you can like reading or if you want to watch TV, you've got that capability too. The Sleep Number's been rated, the mattresses were rated 1 and 2 by Consumer Reports, who doesn't take any advertising. They don't take money from companies. There's just so many things about our Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 40. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. And you've had Sleep Number like 20 years.
Yes, I have. I know that the new beds have all kinds of great improvements and new ideas.
They do.
Having said that, my bed is still perfectly comfortable. Everything works well. And I sleep so well. I literally go to sleep. 90% of the time I wake up in pretty much the same position. I just sleep so soundly. If I wake up, I go right back to sleep. It's just, they're wonderful beds. You can't get a bad night's sleep.
You know,
my Sleep Number is 55, pretty consistently.
You know, discover proven quality sleep. And you can save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases right now. Plus special financing only for a limited time at Sleep Number stores. And our Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. It is, talk to one of the pros down there, Steve, or any others. We got a phone call the other day that somebody we know went down there and just bought a Sleep Number. They call us when people do that. And, you know, we've had family members, we have friends. It's just a great bed, my friends. Of course, the financing and all that is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
I'm just takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Richard and Lori again. Since January, many of your friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family have been injured, and too many have died after taking the COVID-19 experimental injection. Karen Ramstrom and Danelle Ewart refused to use even one of the 45 COVID-19 employees to track those injuries, deaths, and issue reports. The CDC Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System now shows 11,000 U.S. deaths, but public health refuses to admit it is happening here.
The government reporting system is statistically only showing approximately 5% of the actual numbers, so the deaths are likely closer to 200,000. Parents, you have seen this medical injury the past decades from childhood vaccines. This experiment is being coerced upon the population under the guise of protection. First responders are witnessing this medical murder. Call Shasta County Citizen Journalists with your story, 530-962-5168.
Cinerama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundell Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed,
yeah. ZZ Top. Bass guitar player Dusty Hill passed yesterday from ZZ Top. We've already discussed it this morning, but I mean that's a group for the ages. I mean they've been together. Just three of them. They've been together the whole time. They haven't brought in others. They haven't had, you know. They've just been together. And as Christian pointed out earlier in the show, there's thousands of bassists out, you know, that grew up playing ZZ Top.
They're not going to sound the same.
But it's never going to be the same.
The chemistry.
Right.
The chemistry of a group.
Okay, 8:53 in the morning. It is already 82 degrees out there, going up to 108 today.
Yeah.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business, in fact. Give them a call at 365-3793. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, do you remember the childhood song by Echo, the little Echo? Well, I'm an Echo. I want to encourage people, hey, take advantage of the breakfast at the Frontier Center. It is absolutely incredible. And I go, I try to go every month. So thank you, Trish, for all your hard work.
Thank
putting
you.
That on.
Well, it's a labor of love. The Frontier Senior Center is something that we, you know, 25 years we've been in business and open to the South County seniors and everybody else, and it's just it's a great place. Thank you.
Thanks, Roberta.
Well, and my other little echo is, hey, my daughter is a microbiologist. Let me tell you, she has done extensive research and listen to Lori in this group. So that's all my comment. And hey, everybody, stay clear of the smoke if you can.
Yes.
Protect yourself in every way and just put out as much love to the world and we can get through this.
There you go. Well said, Roberta.
Nope. Our smoke, let's see, what's our air quality index here? That's what I looked up. And of course, it says smoke, but I have not read the. At one point, we were pretty high, and the air quality index today is fair. Current air quality. The air quality is generally acceptable for most individuals. However, sensitive groups may experience minor to moderate symptoms from long-term exposure. And Lake Shasta. And Lake Shasta, the water level there is 923 feet. It's down 143 feet below full pool of 1,067. So there's still plenty of water out there. It just is a little bit longer to get to it. I want to talk in this last 3 minutes or 4 minutes. Donnie Chamberlain and a news cafe. I read an article the other day that, you know, was disturbing in the sense of a couple of, members of the sheriff's department, more so on one than the other. Now, I'm not going to comment on that, but article yesterday, and it was a scathing attack on both Tom Bosinkel and Eric McGreaney. But then she questioned things about Mike Johnson, that Mike Johnson was involved in two shootouts.
Yes, he was, and that was common knowledge, well-discussed, gone through completely when he was hired by the as the Anderson police.
And what wasn't included in it was that both the people that were in the ones that were shot were armed. That was kind of left out. If there was a link to one of them, but there's no link to the second one. But then there were and these aren't allegations. These are just innuendos. Like Joe Comente's son is on the Anderson Police Department.
Yes, he is.
And from everything I've understood, that he's done a great job. In fact, he was promoted last March. And so the question was, well, should Joe Comente have recused himself?
On what basis? There's no financial gain to Joe Comente, one way or the other, that his son happens to be a member of the Anderson Police Department. The Anderson Police Department is not hiring him. The sheriff's office is. How can that have any impact?
Yeah.
And the Board of Supervisors is hiring him. How can that have an impact on Joe Comente?
None. But here's the last thing is this. Here's a guy that's stepping up to take over an incredibly tough job. We have turmoil in the sheriff's department, as everybody knows. We have problems in the
turmoil in the county
in general.
County.
Right, but in the sheriff's department. So here's a guy that didn't have to do this, that stepped up for one reason, and he was really clear about this on Wednesday. He wants to do something that's going to be helpful, that's going to be good for this county. He didn't have to do this. He could have stayed in Anderson, collected his money, and then retired. He has stepped into a firefight here.
Because he feels he can make a difference.
And we as a county need to give him a chance without sniping at him already. And, you know, Donnie, I appreciate with some of the things you write there. You know, as you say, we don't agree on a lot. But here's one thing, is you got to give a guy a chance. You can't already start. You can't already start when he has not even taken the job. He may turn out to be everything that people believe about him. This is not something that's going to happen in 6 months. This is a year at least minimum to try and get your arms around everything that's happening.
Do you know, when he came to the city of Anderson, the community welcomed him. He proved himself in that first 2 years. We have to address this as a county with an open mind. There are so many positive things that come out of this, but not if you start with three strikes against you before you ever get going.
That's right. Well,
the open
book.
That's
what I'm saying.
He has gained the trust of that community. He will gain the trust of this county if he's given half a chance.
I know Mike Johnson. I trust Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Gosh, tomorrow, One Safe Place comes on, but also Carrie Schutte, who is the Public Information Officer of Health and Human Services, and we're going to discuss
moving forward with the new mandates.
With the new mandates, especially about the schools. And Carrie was just honored as the Shasta County Employee of the Month, I think well-deserved. But there are a lot of questions out there, and there's a lot of questions that Health and Human Services have under the GAV's direction.
And I will tell you that private school enrollment is going to increase.
Everybody have a great day. Watch the smoke. Watch the heat. It's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
KCNR, Shasta, ready.